and their publishers are vying for consumers' attention in a world filled with social media, TV, podcasts, and other entertainment. A select handful of book authors have made it big, and these sales help propel the rest of the industry.
They need these big deal books so that they can take a chance on smaller books, on first-time authors, on people who have a more niche subject matter or who are doing something new in their genre. And so while it's tempting to look around and go, oh man, how come Stephen King gets the great big advance and they offered me $500 to publish my book? We forget that it is all a connected ecosystem. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's really important for writers to think about their audience and think about their mission.
Williams believes it's still possible to be successful in this field, but it takes time, effort, and a lot of luck. Making millions shouldn't be how success is measured.
As a writer, as an author, it's really important that you're clear on who you're writing for and why, so that you can measure your success against that benchmark and not against Stephen King, Nora Roberts, Colleen Hoover, because the vast majority of us are just never going to be stars like that. And that's not a bad thing. It's just the way it is.
Being a writer has never been an easy straight shot career path. Most aspiring writers work a full-time job or some side hustles to make a living. It's only after their shift or on the weekends that there's time to write. Even Stephen King back in the mid-70s struggled for someone to pick up his first book, Carrie.
He got so discouraged after rejections, he threw it in the trash can and his wife Tabitha rescued it and he sent it to one more agent who picked it up. But Stephen King was able to pay some of his bills by writing short stories for horror magazines. There used to be this stack of genre magazines, horror, mystery, fantasy, science fiction, and you could make a reasonably decent living if you turned out content on a regular basis that was pleasing to readers.
Writing is full of ups and downs, and today it can feel even more precarious as authors and freelancers are paid less per word. Yet both Castleman and Williams agreed that if you're passionate about the craft, don't let the challenges deter you.
Become an amazing writer. That means study. That means mentorships. It might mean an MFA, or it might mean a whole lot of practice. It means submitting your work to literary magazines. It means getting feedback from everyone you can who you trust to give you feedback. And it means making your writing the very best it can possibly be.
As the number of books grows higher and higher and higher, more and more, 2 million a year, writers are still writing, and that includes me. I get up every morning and I'm writing my next thing. And I love it. So my advice to aspiring writers is if you love it, do it. And, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
To learn more about this topic and our guests, Allison K. Williams and Michael Castleman, head to viewpointsradio.org. Castleman's book, The Untold Story of Books, is now available online. You can learn more about Williams by heading to her site at AllisonKWilliams.com. That's Allison with two L's. Our executive producer is Amira Zavere. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy, plus get access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming up, could you walk 270 miles on foot? 15,000 people made this trek back in 1966 when Viewpoints returns.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus, unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
For 14 years, from 1954 to 1968, millions of Americans took to the streets demanding equal and fair treatment for all, independent of whether a person's skin was brown or white. Today, looking back on the civil rights movement, history often remembers the highlights, moments like Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, or when Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus, leading to the weeks-long Montgomery bus boycott. But what about the lesser-known events and people behind the movement? One of these faces is James Meredith. He led the 1966 March Against Fear, an organized walk to protest the violence African Americans faced at the polls while trying to legally vote. The on-foot journey from Memphis, Tennessee to Jackson, Mississippi ended up taking a grueling 21 days to complete.
James Meredith, who had made a reputation for himself 4 years earlier by integrating Ole Miss, announced that he was going to walk from Memphis to Jackson, Mississippi, through his home state of Mississippi. And he was doing this, he said, because he was tired of being afraid of white people, and he wanted to show that you didn't need to have that fear anymore, that history had moved on.
That's Ann Bossom, author of the book, The March Against Fear, The Last Great Walk of the Civil Rights Movement and the Emergence of Black Power. She says the march, intended to show that black people didn't need to be afraid anymore, took on a more ominous meaning almost immediately.
He started this walk June the 5th, and on June the 6th, the first day after he'd crossed into Mississippi, he was ambushed and shot by a white man. And he didn't die, but he was injured enough so that he couldn't continue. And as was the tradition in that era, the civil rights movement coalesced to show that an act of violence would not go unanswered and to complete his walk.
The other civil rights leaders who took up the walk for Meredith included Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Stokely Carmichael. Their presence brought a lot of attention and additional marchers. As the march grew, the risk involved grew with it.
There was that underlying concern that there might be further violence. Attacks leveled at the marchers. The Mississippi state authorities, law enforcement authorities, were tasked with trying to keep the marchers safe. And because there was a large contingent of news media witnessing the whole thing, and because negative publicity was bad for the state, you know, reluctantly or not, this essentially all-white force did try to provide some safety. But that patience began to wear thin, and near the end of the march in Canton, Mississippi, the state troopers from Mississippi actually tear gassed and began beating a group of protesters who are standing their ground on a public school grounds demanding the right to camp there as citizens trying to use public property.
Once the march was over, organizers had hopes that it would become a catalyst for great change, something that ultimately never occurred.
It fell far short of its mission, and that was an impediment to launching future marches. There had been hope that after this march, there would be more legislation, just like the Voting Rights Act had followed the previous year's march from Selma to Montgomery, and that didn't materialize.
Though its goals were left incomplete, Bossom says its historic reach cannot be denied. First, it was one of the final events to unite Dr. King and his more radical counterpart, Stokely Carmichael.
Stokely Carmichael was a young man when he joined the civil rights movement in the early 60s and became a freedom rider and so forth. By 1966, he was frustrated with the slow pace of change. Martin Luther King was just enough older to perhaps have more patience, and his personality lent itself to that as well. But their differences were, to some extent, you know, they were a good point counterpoint to one another. Martin Luther King was cooler. Carmichael was fiery. They enjoyed one another. There was not animosity between them. They helped, between the two of them, to cover a broader base in the movement than either one of them might have been able to cover alone.
Blossom says the march is also remembered for being where Carmichael coined the term Black Power, which became a rallying cry for the civil rights movement.
During the march, Stokely Carmichael, partway through, debuted the Black Power phrase on the national stage. So the emergence of Black Power on its most basic level is the emergence of this phrase and this concept that took on different meanings depending on who was listening to it. So the idea of having power might have sounded really good if you were in Mississippi and you'd spent your whole life living in a county where African Americans were the majority population, but had never once held an elected office. If you're in a different part of the country and you're not interested in sharing your power at all, then Black Power may not sound like a good idea to you in any situation. And so this concept and this term began to take on different meanings around the country and fed into the Black Panther movement. And that Black Power phrase caught the nation's attention in ways that affected the civil rights movement going forward, that began to make it harder for the various organizations in the civil rights movement to speak with one voice as frustrations mounted over the slow pace of social change and people began calling for greater action.
And Blossom says that call for greater action continues to inspire protesters to this day.
The March Against Fear, as I said, did not end with this great uplift that people had hoped for, and it exposed these wounds from the legacy of slavery that the nation just wasn't ready to face. And it chose to push a lot of these issues out of sight, hoping they would go away. And we've learned over time that that doesn't work. So issues that were left unresolved have come forward again. The Black Lives Matter movement is a continuing legacy from that early Black Power cry in 1966. And I suspect this new movement will persevere or be followed by others until that unfinished legacy of slavery and the toll it's taken on the nation is truly faced.
That unceasing call for equality is something that James Meredith, the man who began the March to End Fear, has continued fighting for his whole life.
He went back in 1967 to complete the part of the walk that he had missed. He said to me when I met with him that he did that because he needed to prove to himself that he wasn't afraid. And he's repeated the entire walk again on various anniversaries or parts of it and undertaken other walks. So he continues to try to influence people with his feet.
And finally, the march is remembered because of its scale.
The year before, the march from Selma to Montgomery in Alabama had lasted 5 days. This one lasted 22. That one covered 54 miles. This one, with a big detour added, was over 300. So just the logistical scale of it makes it remarkable. As a child, I actually witnessed a small part of the march. That memory was not fully connected up with the history, but in my adulthood, I was able to think those up.
She says she now hopes her book can resonate in the minds of a new generation of thinkers and hopefully can stay with them and their parents, as it stuck with her.
I feel very strongly that we need honest history that is willing to look even at the tough stuff and show that fights can be difficult, so that when young people go out in the world, they're ready for that. They haven't been fed a candy-coated version of how the world works.
To learn more about this topic and our guest, Ann Blossom, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment originally aired in February 2017 and was written by producer Pat Reuter. Our executive producer is Amira Zavery. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus. Unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. You have to understand there's a V in front of your name. You're the vice president. These words were from an interview with President Joe Biden back in 2016 while he was the VP for former President Barack Obama. But does this really ring true? When John Adams became America's first vice president in 1789, the role looked a lot different than it does today. The U.S. Constitution lists that the vice president has two roles. First, to succeed the president if they step down, are removed, or die in office. And second, to preside over the Senate chamber and cast a tie-breaking vote as needed. For a long time, this meant the role was largely a legislative one. The VP wasn't part of any decisions coming from the executive branch. In 1977, President Jimmy Carter elevated his vice president, Walter Mondale, to a new standing. While some credit President Dwight Eisenhower for creating a more involved vice president, it was actually Carter who granted real power to the role. He moved Mondale into the daily operations of the White House, telling his staff to treat requests from the vice president like they were coming straight from him. When George H.W. Bush became vice president, he followed what he called the Mondale model, assuming the same new powers as his predecessor. Today, the vice president plays an active role in American politics. This November, remember that you're not just voting for a commander-in-chief, but also their second in command. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The summer box office is very much alive, with plenty of movie releases that provide something for everyone. Let's start big. Twisters is a hit. The kinda sorta not really sequel to 1996's Twister tore past projections with an opening weekend north of $80 million in the US. The film comes from Minari director Lee Isaac Chung, and it furthers Glenn Powell's movie star bona fides after the success of Anyone But You. Twisters also lets Normal People star Daisy Edgar Jones shine and provides her a solid rebound from Where the Crawdads Sing. There's not a lot to say about Twisters that you don't already know. It looks beautiful, they chase storms, and a good time is had by everyone in the audience. If you're looking for something a little more off-kilter, Long Legs is a horror-tinged thriller that will unsettle you for its entire duration. Star Micah Monroe gives one of the most detached and stressed-out performances I've ever seen, while Nick Cage is completely unrecognizable, taking a huge swing as the movie's namesake antagonist. Long Legs seems to take plenty of inspiration from The Silence of the Lambs, and though it's not quite the all-time classic that Jonathan Demme's film was, it's a creepy good time all the same. And finally, if you want something tiny but beautiful, National Anthem is also now playing. The coming-of-age film is about a 21-year-old in New Mexico who befriends a group of queer ranchers. It explores good old-fashioned American family values and sexual identity in a more progressive age. It's small and gentle, but a life-affirming movie about an underrepresented side of America's rodeo culture. With films big and small on offer, it's a great time to head to the movies. Twisters, Long Legs, and National Anthem are all in theaters now. I'm Evan Rook.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Hello.
The sounds of summer.
Your finger licking, guitar picking, road tripping, summer fun, country station.
All summer.
98Q Country.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drinks, has me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling. I'm
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Ooh. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard. So hard to breathe, so I just did the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a hard, hard breeze, or hard to breeze. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Get ready.
Q Country.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, a mostly cloudy sky and lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, not as hot and humid as it's been, a high in the upper 70s with pop-up showers and storms. More rain possible Sunday night and Monday.
Right now it's 61.
Summer. It's summertime.
Beers, partying, vacation.
Beach, bonfires at night.
98Q Country.
Yeah. I'm a county jail revival.
Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't tell. Am I halfway to heaven, halfway to heaven or hell? I'm a dive boss undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Out of all of the places in this little town, yeah, you had to come walking in here and sit down. I'm hiding and hoping my face ain't too red. Since we've been over, been trying like crazy to get you out of my head. So why you wanna show up in a old t-shirt that I love? Why you gotta tell me that I'm looking good? Don't know what you were thinking, you were doing. Why you wanna make me keep wanting you? I wish you had on sunglasses to cover up those blue eyes. I wish you said something mean, maybe glad that you said goodbye. Why can't you look off somewhere? To be cold like any old good ex would do. So why you wanna show up in a old t-shirt that I love? Why you gotta tell me that I'm looking good? Don't know what you were thinking, you were doing. Moving in for a hug like you don't know I'm coming undone. Why you gotta, why you wanna? Old t-shirt that I love. Why you gotta tell me that I'm
walking in here and sitting down.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Now I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been wasted on thinking. Now I got a new reason for throwing them down. Light 'em up, light 'em up, hold 'em tall, hold 'em tall. Here's to us happily, never after all. Ain't gonna waste one more night missing wanting you back. No, I ain't gonna cry another tear in this glass. Somebody new, so I ain't gonna wait.
You're never gonna be alone. Never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love
she was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing you're done, you cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in a way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. Habits, do you go back, go back? I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your
98Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Water towers made for hearts and names. Friday nights made for football games. Falling leaves made for falling in. Front porch steps made for good night kissing. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Summer jobs made for spending cash. Second dates made for going fast. Early curfews made for sneaking past. 2 a.m.'s made for pissed off dads. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Like a ship without a sea, 'cause I was made for you. Smoky bars are made for, how about a dance? Open roads are made for holding hands, and laid back seats are made for young love. Two pink lines are made for growing up, and I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Like a ship without a sea, or a song without a melody, I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do, 'cause I was made for you. Tiny shoes are made for tiny feet. My two arms are made for where you sleep. The sky was made for the moon and stars. You were made to steal my heart, and I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you.
Somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds,
too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle down. 'Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When
time the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good. She grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I sing, pure and sweet, American. Summertime in American.